This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity champion, Annabelle Thomas. Annabelle brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I'm your host, Annabelle Thomas, and today sitting in the hot seat is a special guest, Kyle Kilcoyne. Kyle is the Global Head of Partnerships and Technology at Badge. He's an experienced cybersecurity leader with a successful history in launching identity and biometric products at venture-backed companies. Badge is a cybersecurity innovator redefining identity authentication through its identity without secrets approach. Kyle, welcome to the hot seat.
Thanks, Annabelle. Great to be here today.
Now, Badge has been the sole winner for numerous awards this year, including Zero Knowledge Biometrics, Phishing Resistance MFA, and more. And I know Badge has been making waves with its innovative approach, particularly with the concept of identity without secrets. Can you elaborate on this approach and how it differs from the traditional authentication methods and some of the advantages it offers in terms of security and user experience?
Absolutely. And first, I just want to say good to see you and to be a part of Cyber Defense again. It was great to just be recognized. You know, we always hear from our customers that what we're doing is important, but it's really great to see it in the industry and hear it from our peers. So thank you. We appreciate that. And the short is, I think that the for a long time, the industry has dealt with this challenge of how do we authenticate folks without storing all of this PII that comprises who they are, right? And all that data is just waiting in a database to be hacked. And we've seen this time and time again. With each new letter you open that tells you your data has been compromised, really the core behind that is that there are stored credentials, right? There's usernames, passwords, geolocation, sensitive data, all this data about you that's just out there, and there's a big target on it, and it's ripe for sale, right? So for the first time, the novel approach with Badge is, you know, what if we could do authentication without having to store all of that data in these deep databases? And so that's what the team at Badge did. Experienced team of cryptography folks from MIT. I was very fortunate to be in the right place at the right time. So when you hang out around Boston and MIT enough, you encounter some really brilliant people. That's also the sort of the origins of my previous company, which was a Boston-based biometrics company. But the real novelty behind Badge, again, is for the first time, we're able to authenticate folks in the digital world without requiring them to give up all that information that makes them who they are. So this is really flipping the script when you think about the traditional approaches to cybersecurity, which has really been based around building higher walls, right? And protecting those crown jewels and all of those secrets. So we ask a really simple question, you know, what happens when we do identity without secrets and when those walls come down? And so that's what we're focused on at Badge.
Right. And that makes sense. Now, I know Badge's platform enables authentication without storing secrets, like you mentioned, but I know that allows identity to be portable across devices. Can you talk a little bit about how does the technology work? What challenges did Badge have to overcome to achieve this level of device-independent authentication?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you think about our phones, we don't go far without them nowadays, right? It's hard to hail a cab, to access your bank account. Everything is based on this idea that you have this proxy with you, right? And it works great when you have it with you, right? There's a lot of really neat ways that you can bootstrap passwordless sessions and you can, you know, sort of persist sessions across devices. And that works well and good when we're sort of in our ivory towers and we have access to all of our devices. But what happens now when you go into the real world and, you know, you're talking about logistics folks, retail people, frontline workers that log in and have a shared device, and they don't have an extra $1,000 phone on them to receive a push notification. And so there's all these limitations that the market runs up against. And when we were first going to market, we've been really successful. A lot of our partners have really brought us into market, and we can talk a little bit about that more. But what we realized quickly on was that what Badge was solving for was not just an edge case. We had CISOs at major global organizations basically scold our partners and say, this is not an edge case. This is 80% of my workforce. You know, and the approach doesn't work today with passwords and issuing hardware and tokens And so that's really been the game changer for us. So we certainly earn our keep working with folks on the front line. So those could be clinicians, bank tellers, folks across logistics and retail. It's really simple. With Badge, you can enroll once and authenticate against any device or application.
Right. And I know your specific role is the global head of partnerships and technology. Can you talk a little bit about the work you're doing? What kind of partnerships are you developing? And what does that look like? What are some of those benefits that you've seen?
Yeah, absolutely. The identity scene just over the last, we'll go back a decade, right? You had the emergence of marketplaces in the last 5 to 10 years that have really kind of changed the landscape, right? Traditionally, you had to integrate, API to API and do some heavy lifting. And we've had a lot of great work from folks in the industry, the Pam Dingles at Microsoft, the Tims at Okta's, who are so dedicated to advancing standardization and standard protocols. That's enabled a new marketplace, right? Everyone can have a marketplace and we can integrate and play everywhere. So when we were going to market with Badge as a portable authenticator, we can really plug and play anywhere. And so naturally, we got a lot of attention from the traditional kind of IDPs early on, like out the gate. So, the Oktas, the Pings see a lot of value in this for their customers to be able to select Badge as an authenticator. And as we started going to market with those folks, we also started getting more pull from what is privileged access. So we partnered with folks like CyberArk. We're working closely with Talos, who's a major player in the space. And what we've realized is there's this trend where organizations are starting to refer to all of their users as privileged users. And they're doing that because they care so much about the access that any of these users are granted, right? More and more companies are turning towards these LLMs where everyone has access to dump all of their data into it. But just, a compromise of one user's weak credentials to access that entire dump, I mean, could take a company down, right? And so I think we're seeing this emerging trend of privileged users becoming the default user setting. And so we've had a lot of really good success and traction working with the folks that are selling privileged access software in the market. And so we're really integrated at all parts of the stack. The other place we're getting a lot of pull is from the IDV. So traditional identity verification or identity proofing, it's a very friction intensive, high cost process. And what our customers are quickly learning is that IT centers are quickly becoming cost centers when they invoke this, redundant technology. So because with Badge, you can enroll once and authenticate anywhere, we're actually able to do a one-time IDV, and that enables enormous cost savings to our users downstream.
Right. And I know you talked a little bit about the integrations with some of the bigger partners like Cisco Duo and CyberArk. How do those integrations work? Is it something that's completely seamless? And then what type of value have you seen those bring to your enterprise clients?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, our partners are invaluable. They've brought us into more meaningful conversations with CISOs than I can list. So we continue to rely on them heavily. Everyone's always evolving. Yesterday, Cisco Duo announced some new news where they're moving to more of an IAM traditional stack, which is great, right? So we plug and play out of the box. There's actually no code involved with these systems. So it's really easy to be able to add Badge because most of our customers are already using one, if not a combination of many of the major identity players. And the value is with Badge is there's no future, there's no lock-in, right? So we're future-proofed against modalities. So we can play with any forms of input, different factors, hardware, tokens, biometrics, contextual data. And that's really great for our customers because they don't have to figure out what's going to be a trending modality 5 years down the line. They can roll with what they have today, and they can incorporate those, as they arise and as they're comfortable adding them.
Right. And I know that piece is very critical because even just talking to a lot of different CISOs and a lot of different companies, that evolving piece to constantly adapt to the changing ecosystem, the changing environment of threats, and having those products and those solutions evolve with that and stay ahead of the game is a huge thing that I know a lot of people are looking for. On that note, I know the field of identity and authentication is rapidly evolving because of that. And Badge has been at the forefront of innovation in this space. Can you talk a little bit about what are Badge's plans for future advancements to stay on top of that and ahead of it, specifically in the identity and authentication space? Are there any other upcoming features and initiatives that you're particularly excited about?
Yeah, absolutely. So, we're continuing to expand with our partners into different areas. So we have a lot of really new and exciting joint efforts and products that are coming out. Different features, including our ability to be quantum resistant, is certainly important. So we're being tapped in a whole bunch of different capacities. But I would say that our goal at the end of the day is ubiquity. When we created Badge, it was, you're introducing security as a prerequisite. You cannot introduce more friction or your DOA. And so we made sure that, Badge wasn't just a privacy and security enhancing solution, but it was a time saver, and that it was something that consumers actually wanted to use and love to use. And so, when we work with our customers, the crawl, walk, run is typically, enterprise deployments, but really quickly we see that pull for consumer because it's just so easy to use. So again, we're going to continue to rely on our partners to help us, reach those billions of users. But as the market leader, we're in a really good position, and we appreciate the trend towards privacy. That's certainly helpful.
Right. Thank you so much. This has been a great conversation. Before we wrap up, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners about Badge or the future of identity security?
Yeah, absolutely. So, Badge has been super active. As we mentioned, we just wrapped at RSA and the five awards from Cyber Defense, which was an honor being recognized for zero knowledge biometrics as the most innovative company in the space. We're actually we've got several keynotes at Identiverse, which is another big event happening. And so the team is active; they're on the scene, and will be showing up soon in some of your favorite logos. So keep an eye out for Badge.
All right. Well, you've heard it here first, folks. Tal Kilcoyne from Badge Inc. You can visit their website, badgeinc.com. They're leading the charge in redefining identity authentication. Thank you again, Kyle, for joining me in the hot seat today.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity champion and my good friend, Annabelle Thomas.